The commercial licensing and sale of recreational marijuana in Maine is not likely to begin until next summer as a special committee hammers out the regulatory framework for it. Steve Missler reports on some of the changes the panel has made to the law that voters approved last fall.
The Marijuana Implementation Committee agreed to a variety of changes, among them a moratorium on social clubs, where recreational marijuana can be legally consumed in a lounge-like setting. It's also proposing a change to how the drug is taxed, adding a 10% excise tax based on the weight sold from commercial growers to retailers. The excise tax would be separate from the 10% sales tax approved by voters. That applies only to retail sales. And as an incentive for towns to opt into the legal market, committee co-chair Roger Cates says there's a kind of revenue-sharing mechanism.
We do think it's important that there be not be wide areas of the state where there isn't any opportunity to buy legally. So we have put in our proposal something where a percentage of the taxes that get raised are going to go back to the municipalities that do allow for retail and other activities in their towns to provide some incentive for folks to participate here in the legal market.
Cates, a Republican state senator from Augusta, says the provision tries to strike a careful balance, allowing towns opposed to legal marijuana to ban commercial sales, distribution, and cultivation, while also encouraging towns ambivalent about the new industry to give it a try. The revenue-sharing proposal is one of many included in a wide-ranging bill that the committee has been working on since earlier this year. The bill attempts to wrestle issues touching on a number of policy areas: public safety, public health, labor relations, even whether landlords can rent to someone who consumes marijuana. Tackling those issues has taken time, but Cates and co-chair Teresa Peirce say it's time to kick their legal marijuana machine into high gear.
I think it's important that once we do our work and pass the bill and it goes into effect, that we encourage and work closely with the executive branch to work at all haste to get it up and going. Because the longer we go along without it being a market and ready to roll, the more the illicit market still plays in the state. And we really want to get away from that.
Lawmakers on both sides of the legal marijuana issue seem to agree that replacing the illicit market and replacing it with one in which pot is tested and taxed is the main objective.
The sooner we get this up and running, the better. As we've said, there's only two groups of people who should really want to see this legal market up and running quickly, and that's people who like marijuana and people who don't like marijuana, because either it's going to be done legally or it's going to continue in the black market.
But getting the regulatory framework up and running may continue to be a slog rather than a sprint. Peirce and Cates are hopeful that the legislature will pass its proposed bill as an emergency during a special session in late October, but there are doubts that that session will even take place. And even if it does, state agencies will have to draft rules, and Governor LePage has been a vocal opponent of recreational marijuana.
I think the administration has largely been disengaged in this process. I think that's disappointing. It's unlike the experience that Colorado and Washington State had in particular.
Peirce hopes the LePage administration will participate rather than gum up the process. She noted that Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper originally opposed the referendum to legalize marijuana in that state,
but realized that once it passed, he needed to embrace it. And you do that for public safety and public health. And I really hope that when our work is done, and I think we've done good work, that the executive will engage and have that goal in mind.
The proposal will now be drafted by committee analysts before it becomes a public bill. Once that happens, the committee will hold a public hearing and work sessions in September. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.